The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Hello, and welcome to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. I am your host, Joe Walczak. And today, we're joined by a special guest host.
Guest host? I'm back. Get it right. I am your host, Nicole Hurley, and I am back. Sorry I missed you last week, but I'm glad to be back here. I think Joe's getting a little too comfy in this host seat over here, so...
That's right. I've got the nice chair today. Nicole is back from her walkabout.
That's right. Here I am. So thanks so much for bringing me back. Sorry I missed you last week, like I mentioned. Joe, what have we got on the plate for today?
Well, today we've got to talk about South by Southwest.
South by Southwest conference wrapping up in Austin, Texas right now.
That's right.
And then later on in the show, we're going to go ahead and talk about QR tags, what they are and how they can be utilized in an efficient way to affect your business. So let's go ahead and talk about this South by Southwest going on in Austin, Texas right now.
That's right. So South by Southwest Interactive, they got a whole bunch of stuff going on down there. They have a film piece, and they have a comedy piece, and they have
music.
The interactive piece,
mm-hmm.
and music, and you name it, they seem to do it down there. It's like the Walmart of conferences.
It truly is. If you want more information, you can go to sxsw.com. It's going on. The interactive piece goes from the 9th through the 13th, so it's just ended yesterday, the interactive piece did.
That's right.
But they're going on all over Austin. They're at the convention center. They're downtown Hilton. They're at the Courtyard Marriott. And this conference has grown from 700 attendees back in 1987 to over 32,000 attending this year. So it's had rapid growth, and everybody from any industry almost seems to be latching on and making their way to Austin for this conference.
I don't know if that's really rapid. What were you? Were you born in 1987?
I was born in 1987.
Yeah, so that's not that rapid of growth. But
I think it's a pretty good sized growth for going from 700 to 32,000 in just 25 years.
Not bad.
So not bad at all. So what's going on at the conference, Joe, that you found interesting that you wanted to speak about?
Well, the big thing this year is, of course, it's apps. And it is location-based social networking.
Okay.
That is the big thing that's being talked about this year. We got a whole bunch of them. There's a whole group of apps that fall into this category. The biggest one that they're talking about is called Highlight. That's the one that everyone's been discussing. And more or less what this does is it takes your location, takes networking, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, maybe even Foursquare.
Okay.
And then it finds people that are in your area with similar interests.
Wow.
And it alerts you when these people are around. And then I think it even shows you all the different people. So if you got interests that are the same, or you have friends or connections that are similar, then it's gonna show you these other people that are in your area.
That kind of reminds me of the app Tweet Radar. Have you heard of that one?
I have not heard of that.
Tweet Radar, you pull it up and it'll show you what people are tweeting in the area around you. So it'll pop up with your neighbor's tweeting and it says this, and the person over there, it says this. So that's kind of a cool thing. It uses the location-based service, showing you what's going on around you, what people are saying around you. But that's pretty interesting. It sounds like people could have some impromptu dates using the Highlife, huh?
Yeah. I personally, I'm worried about stalkers now that we've got this radio show.
I know.
We've got such a big following. I don't, I don't need a stalker in my life.
No, no. I've definitely taken off my location service on Twitter because I don't want – I noticed it'll show you – like it'll pinpoint where you're at if you're tweeting from home. It'll show you like your house.
Oh, my
goodness. So I wasn't comfortable with that. So I went ahead and unclicked that option on my Twitter account. But nonetheless, that's really cool. What other apps? Anything else that caught your eye?
Well, that's the location base is kind of the big thing, and there's a few others that are out there. There's one called Sonar, which is, again, location-based social media. Banjo, like the instrument, which is location-based, and that's based on check-ins, so it's not just tracking your location.
And what does that do, Banjo?
Well, it's the same idea. You know, you check into different locations, and it's going to show you other people who have checked in okay. In the same area. All these kind of fall under the same, you know, that same location-based social networking. And that's a big thing. And then this next one, Glance, I don't really know how you say it. It's Glance with an extra E at the end of it.
Okay, Glance.
Glance, it may be French.
It could be. What is that one?
It's, again, same idea, location-based, so you can meet people nearby who share friends and share interests with you.
Okay. It seems like, you know, do you have to have these apps downloaded for people to see where you're at and that you're around? I don't have the app downloaded. Would somebody around here be able to see what I'm, you know, my interests and things like that?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well,
I don't believe so.
Then, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't it sound like one of these is going to be the one that has to prevail out of all this?
Or, you would think so.
You know, I think that it's going to be a pretty tough competition. I'm excited to see them battle it out. But,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you just named four or five apps that are all doing the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I'm not even done yet. I've got two more.
Go ahead. Hit them
I've
up.
I've got two more. I've got Kismet. Again, location-based social networking.
Okay.
And then Intro, which is more they're marketing that as a more business-based networking application.
Ooh, I'll download that one.
Yeah, that one sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I don't like about some of these is that they're only for the iPhone.
Oh, yeah. You're an Android man all the way.
That's right. Well, not all the way, but
well, no.
As far as the phone goes. And then I've got a brand-new iPad 2,
mm-hmm.
which is about to be obsolete.
It's really, because
you got
of the iPad
3.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week. If you had been here, you would
be up to speed. But we talked about it the week before, too. So way to recover old material, Joe. That's so old news. But, it surprises me that people aren't developing on both iOS and Android when they're developing an app. I mean, the two are really neck and neck, but I would dare to say there are more Android users than there are iOS users. I don't have the stats in front of me, but it just seems like they're on every single network. There's multiple different manufacturers that run on Android, and it's just a very diverse group of people that are using the Android technology, and it just seems so strange that people are only developing for iOS.
Yeah, Epps, I agree with you. Brasco and I touched on that last week, and I think he brought up 50% of smartphones on the market are Android-based.
Yeah.
So you're cutting out a whole big group of people with that by not having an app for the Android.
Absolutely.
But I'm sure it'll come. You can't develop just for iPhone anymore.
No, you can't.
In my opinion.
So these people are all down at South by Southwest, SXSW, and they are previewing and showcasing their new technologies then and getting people on board and downloading them, I take it?
That's right, yeah. They're trying to the smaller startups that are down there trying to get some funding.
Okay.
Okay, so they pair up they'll pair up the investors with the startup company so they can get hopefully make a match and get some extra money. They also do, there's some learning sessions down there. I saw a bunch of sessions on HTML5.
Okay.
And different learning
mobile
sessions.
Technologies.
Yeah, mobile technology, interactive technology, web apps, all that kind of stuff is going on down there.
Sounds like a good show. Can't believe we're missing it.
I know. We're missing out big time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for those Android users out there who were feeling left out with those iPhone-only apps, we've got Instagram, who announced that is a wildly popular photo sharing app that's only for the iPhone, is now available for the Android.
Okay.
So you can get that. in the Android market.
Perfect.
Yeah,
it's on iPhone as well, I assume. Yeah.
Yes. It's been on the iPhone, and now it is available for Android users.
Wow, great.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of Voxing lately on Voxer. Not sure if that's Android compatible because I have iOS, but it seems all my friends are hopping on the Voxer train. And it's a walkie-talkie type communication app that you can share pictures, share stories, and what may have you. So,
oh, my goodness.
Well, hey, great. So definitely check out some more stuff on sxsw.com to learn more about South by Southwest, especially if you're interested in going down there next year.
That's right. You can read some recaps on this year and start planning your trip for next year.
Great. Well, we're going to hop off to a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. I'm Nicole Hurley.
And I'm Jill Walczak.
And we'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
In 500 yards, CPA Way will be on your right. You have reached your destination.
On the interstate of internet marketing, CPA Way helps you monetize the way, no matter which direction you're heading. CPA Way is your route to low-risk revenue. Advertisers, we have paved the way to delivering revenue channels that will meet and exceed your expectations. Publishers, we monitor and manage your campaigns to bring you the most revenue possible. Publishers can feel secure to leverage direct offers, while advertisers can find safety offering their most valued campaigns. The road to trust, respect, integrity, and honor is just ahead at CPAway.com.
Superior affiliate offers, superior affiliate brands, superior affiliate service.
That's superior affiliate management.
Superior Affiliate Management delivers direct, exclusive offers with weekly payouts. Their mission is to ignite your e-commerce and ignite your commissions. Superior Affiliate Brands means our work with the internet retailers' top 500, as well as new brands, thanks to their full-service agency and CPA network. Superior Affiliate Service means lifetime bonus referrals and personal VIP treatment.
When you hear Superior Affiliate Offers,
Superior Affiliate Brands,
Superior Affiliate Service,
that's SAMOPM.com.
From the creators of We Build Pages, experience the power of the Internet Marketing Ninja. An exclusively trained army of nearly 100 in-house ninjas. Mastered in the arts of social media, local marketing, content creation, SEO reporting, and yes, link building. The Internet Marketing Ninjas will release a new version of their legendary tools to the public. Visit imninjas.com. The ninjas are coming.
Welcome to the Webmaster Institute for Financial Advancement, webmasterradio.fm. It's like radio with a PhD. Webmasterradio.fm, we're everywhere.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Hello and welcome back to Mobile Presence
on webmasterradio.fm.
I'm your host, Joe Walczak, and I'm joined today with my co-host, special guest today, Nicole.
Over it. I'm not a special guest, nor am I your co-host. I am the host, Nicole Hurley. Glad to be back this week. So we were just talking today about the South by Southwest conference going on down in Austin, Texas. More information at sxsw.com. And just in a little bit here, we're going to get into QR tags, what they are and how they can be utilized to better your business. So, Joe, let's get back into the swing of things. Now,
well, do you want to take care of this?
I need to take care of this.
You got something to say.
I got something to say.
You caught me with a mistake.
I did. I know that you've been referencing to the Android market as so, but it's recently been changed to Google Play. So make sure we correct ourselves now.
That's right. Next time.
Next time. We know better for now. So all those apps that Joe was talking about that are available for download on Android, it is available on the Google Play. Is that how you'd say it?
Google Play.
At Google Play?
Yeah.
On the Google Play? At the Google Play?
It's at the Google Play.
At the Google Play.
Yes.
Yes. So.
So that's new.
That is new. So what else you want to talk about regarding SXSW?
Well, I'd like to maybe touch on some mobile payments.
Mobile payments.
Wallets.
We did talk about this in our 2012 trends.
That's right.
So what do they got going on down there for that?
We did talk about that, and there was some discussion about NFC and how
near-field communication.
Near-field communication. That's right. That's something that Google is doing through their Android, some of their Android phones. I think there's only a handful of them that are out there right now where you can actually get the NFC. But, you know, there was some discussion and some questions about how viable that is to do a new form of mobile payment or a new form of payment, because you have all this infrastructure in place for, you know, credit cards, and they talked about how far behind the U.S. is. Because most other places in the world, most other countries, they use the chip and PIN,
mm-hmm.
where you don't have to, I believe you don't have to hand over your credit card.
You just tap it.
Yeah, you tap it or something like that. And that, you know, I know that's available here in a lot of places, but it's not a standard.
No,
and,
it's not.
You know, you have to wonder, what's it going to take for a new mobile wallet?
It's pretty surprising to me how far behind America seems to be in late adapters when it comes to mobile technologies, much like QR tags that we're going to be talking about in a little bit. You know, we were really the late bloomers to that and the late ones to hop on that train. I think we grabbed the caboose just barely as it was riding by. Seems to be with these mobile wallet as well. I'm not sure why, but it just seems that Asia grabs a hold of these things rather quickly, and we kind of are just following behind. But with that being said, it's kind of a good thing. We can learn from their mistakes and just get in there once they've got it all down and got it right.
That's right.
So
that's right. I did see a new thing, and I don't know the name of the company, but you can now buy people drinks through Twitter.
Oh, can you?
Which I thought was pretty nice.
That's pretty cool.
It makes me want to sign up for my personal Twitter account.
You don't have a personal Twitter?
Not a personal one, no.
No, you're only doing the
just
Skywire
some Skywire ones? Media Twitters.
Okay.
So it kind of makes me want to jump on board.
Yeah.
To know that people could buy me a beer through there.
I just recently started my own personal Twitter account. I've got over 100 followers now, so that's pretty
goodness.
Exciting.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Nothing compared to my 1,500 friends on Facebook, but
1,500.
We'll get there. Maybe it's only 11. I'm not sure. But you know what I did the other day? Side note, maybe our viewers might find this a little funny.
Mm-hmm.
I went to go tweet from my phone regarding something going on in town, and little did I know I was actually under the Skywire Media account.
Oh, wow.
So I went on there and deleted that real quick and swapped over to my account.
That's good.
Out there. Yeah.
That's
thought
very
that,
good.
Thought you might find that a little comical.
It is funny.
Yeah. So what types of – are there new mobile payment apps that are being shown at South by Southwest? Or anyone in particular that you wanted to mention?
Not really.
No?
Not really.
Okay.
No, it's – you know, I just read a little bit about the NFC and then which is near-field communication and – the Twitter app,
yeah,
where you can buy drinks.
I think if we were there, we'd have a lot better grasp on who's showcasing new things and who isn't.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
Well, nonetheless, I'm sure there's a lot of QR tags being utilized at Southwest. There's got to be tons. I mean, even golf shows, grocery store shows, any show has QR tags plastered all over the place.
That's right.
Which I think that brings us a good segue into our next topic of QR tags. What are they? How can they be utilized?
That's right.
And what are some interesting and unique ways that you can use QR tags?
Well, let me just first start that QR stands for quick response.
QR does stand for quick response. And just so you know, it is one of those, it's that square, weird-looking barcode thing that most people would refer to it as. It's a 2D barcode, though.
Mm-hmm.
Square, it's usually black, but you can put it in many different colors. You can slap your logo on it.
That's right.
You can do many different things with it. Now, what are QR tags? What can they do when they're scanned?
That's a good question, Nicole.
There's lots of different
things.
They
could do many things.
They could give out your contact information.
That's right. So you could send out, give people a business card by scanning the QR.
Like
you
giving them your contact information.
Exactly, yeah.
Just like I said, yeah.
Yeah, exactly like you said.
How about you get your own idea?
And also, you can generate an SMS message with a QR tag.
We utilize that a lot here at Skywire Media for our clients. We create QR. Our system actually automatically creates the QR tag for them. All they have to do is put it on table tents or wherever they'd like to put it. They scan it. It populates and generates that text message for them, making it as easy as the user just selecting, pushing send. Mm-hmm. It could direct them to a website.
That's right. And that's the worst possible use for a QR tag, in my opinion.
It is.
Is to send it to a website.
Yeah, it's much, you know, it's almost quicker just to type in the website.
Yes, I agree. And it's really, I think that has turned a lot of people off to QR tags because the first 3-4 times that I ever scanned anything, I scanned it, it took me to a website, and the website was listed right next to the QR tag.
Yeah.
So I could have just easily typed that in rather than going into my apps, bringing up the barcode scanner, waiting, scanning.
Yeah.
And then it takes me to a website that I already knew the website.
Yeah. That brings me to something that we're going to be discussing in just a moment of, you know, best practices when utilizing QR tags. Definitely put scan here to and let them know what they're going to be doing if they scan there.
That's
scan
right.
Here to visit this website. Scan here to opt in to receive special offers or scan here to sign up now. Now, you know, it's okay, I think, if you send them to a landing page to register for an event or register for something that maybe has a long URL that would take a long time to punch in, and you'd probably do it incorrectly anyway. So with that type of website, I think that these are great for that.
That would be acceptable.
Yeah.
I also think that they're valuable to be used in social media and in app downloads.
Yes.
I think that's great.
They can be utilized if you scan. It'll take you to either Google Play or the Apple Store to download an app.
Yeah.
You can use it to mark your calendar for an event coming up.
That's right.
You can use it to give them directions on a map or place a pin onto a map for them.
Mm-hmm. You could get people to like you on Facebook.
You could get people to like you on Facebook.
Or to be your friend on Facebook.
Be your friend on Facebook.
Is that how you got 1,500 friends on Facebook?
No,
QR tags?
No, I got that by just being me.
By just being yourself. That's beautiful.
What else could you do, though? Let's think here.
Can we just jump back to Facebook for a second?
All right.
And how you have me restricted as your friend on Facebook so that I can't see
Joe.
All of your things on there.
Okay. I'm going on right now getting you off of there, okay? So you can stop crying to our listeners about it, and we can just get over that whole thing.
That
okay?
Sounds great. I appreciate it.
Now, no judging.
No judgments.
Okay, fine. Deal.
But let's go ahead and take a break while you're doing that.
All right.
This is Mobile Presence. We're on webmasterradio.fm.
I'm Nicole Hurley, your host.
And I am the real host, Joe Walczak. We'll be back in just a minute.
And we're from Skywire Media. We'll be back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
As you know, being an expert at
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio,
Search, social, display, one platform.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to ebrandswithaz.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Warning, listening to webmasterradio.fm daily may cause webmaster insomnia and an increase in your company's profits. webmasterradio.fm.
Stay up with us all night long.
webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Hello, and welcome back to Mobile Presence
on webmasterradio.fm. I'm your host, Nicole Hurley.
And I am Joe Walczak.
And we're from Skywire Media. All right. Before the break, we were talking about QR tags. Just a quick update. Joe is no longer on my strictly business restricted list on Facebook, so he can stop crying about that, and we can get back on with QR tags.
I feel like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders, and I'm ready to start talking about QR tags.
All right. Excellent. So I think we mentioned almost every single way that you could utilize them, directing them places, making it generate a text message for you, adding them, you know, putting an event on their calendar, pinpointing a location on a map. You could also have it used to donate to charities or collect payment of some sort.
That's right. You could do that.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel now is a great time to tell people about SkywireQR.com.
I think this is a perfect time to talk about SkywireQR.com.
So you could go to SkywireQR.com. And you can sign up for a free account.
Free account.
You get 10 free QR tags. You get analytics.
Well, it's really weird. You get unlimited free QR tags, but you get 10 QR tags that we call campaign QR tags that you can run analytics on. Mm-hmm. So you get 10 of those for free. But if you just wanted, to create a business, what's a business card?
Yep.
QR for everybody in your company, you can do that for free. There's no analytics that are being ran on that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to direct them to your Facebook or have them populate a text message, all those types of analytics can actually be acquired and documented right on SkywireQR.com on mm-hmm. your dashboard.
Right.
So the types of analytics that Joe's talking about here, we can find out the scan rate, how many times it's been scanned.
Mm-hmm.
If you have it on different media, so if you have something on a billboard, you've got one on property, you've got one on your direct mail pieces, we can break it down and see how many times each of those have been scanned. So you can see, you know, which outlet you are getting most traction from.
Mm-hmm.
You can also see the operating system of which the scanners are scanning your QR tag on. And what's that good for? That's good for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. One of them, if you're looking to develop an app and you want to roll out an app and you're like gung-ho, it has to be on iPhone, on the iOS system. And then you run analytics on your QR tag and you see, hey, 75% of the people scanning this are on an Android device. Maybe you might want to reconsider and develop on both iOS and Android or just Android if you have to just pick one of them. So that's another
right.
good reason.
Maybe that's what those folks did with these location-based services is they ran a QR campaign.
Could
and
be.
They saw everybody in Silicon Valley has an iPhone.
That
so
could,
we only develop for iPhones.
Yeah, that could be how they came across it.
I'm a little bitter. I'm angry. Because I have an Android phone.
I used to be angry and bitter when I had an Android phone.
Yeah. I might just get it on my iPad too.
Yeah. It's a good way. Do you have the coverage anywhere you go or did you get the 3G coverage?
I did not get that.
Yeah, me either.
No.
I've got my Clear network I can take anywhere with
yeah.
me. So
I can tether with
yeah,
my phone.
You can tether with your phone too.
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, Let's talk about ways that you can actually use QR tags then. You could use them at sporting events to, I mean, you can develop this to the point where you could order things at the sporting event. Hey, scan this to order right now. And it would, by scanning it, sends it back to the kitchen. They know what seat you're at. They'll bring it right out.
Get yourself a hot dog.
Get yourself a hot dog.
Maybe a draft beer or something.
Yeah.
You know what I like? I like the idea of doing a scavenger hunt.
We are doing one of those.
Who's we?
We as in Skywire Media.
When?
For the RS4 event at the end of April, beginning of May, out in San Diego at the Hard Rock. We're going to be doing a QR scavenger hunt through their memorabilia. Ooh. So each piece of memorabilia will have something different.
I feel like you just made that up. Is that for real?
Go look on Eric's board. It's right there to develop. So we're good.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. We'll take a look.
Absolutely. I mean,
what else can we do?
Be sure to check out, I just want to mention real quick, be sure to check out our blog at blog.skywiremedia.com. There is a blog dedicated to QR tags. It'll show you fun and interesting ways that they've been used. One of the ways that I found either the most interesting, most unique, or maybe the most creepy was utilizing it on a tombstone at
that
a cemetery.
Is creepy.
But it's a really great idea. You scan it, and it takes you to a page where you can share stories and post pictures of your loved one and just communicate, put your thoughts and prayers out there to your friends and family. So that's kind of interesting. But be sure to check it out. We've got pictures of them being utilized on commercials, on TV, on buses. On
print ads,
direct mail. I mean,
You name it.
QR tags are everywhere. So be sure to check that out at blog.skywiremedia.com. The blog is called What Are QR Tags and How Can I Use Them? Very helpful information there.
That's right. You can look at quick click topics.
Quick click topics,
and
yes.
It's under the cues.
But before we wrap this up, I want to make sure I mention one last thing that really gets to me every time I see QR tags.
Okay.
Like I mentioned, we're late adapters in the U.S. You need to make sure you tell people what it is. Say, scan this QR tag on your smartphone, and then give them the opportunity to download a QR scanner if they don't have one. So, for instance, at Skywire Media, we'll put no scanner, text scan to 56242 to download yours now.
That's right.
If they do that, it gives them links to either Google Play or the
Apple Store,
and they can download a QR scanner, but that's very important. Give them the tools, give them the resources that they need to be able to efficiently communicate with your business.
Yeah, and that about wraps it up for our time here on Mobile Presence, webmasterradio.fm. You can check us out on Twitter at skywiremedia.com.
No, Twitter handle is at skywiremedia.
At skywiremedia.
Facebook.com. Facebook.com/skywiremedia. And like I mentioned a few times, blog.skywiremedia.com for the latest news, updates, and tips, tricks, and all things good regarding mobile marketing. And lastly, be sure to check out skywireqr.com for those analytics. Sign up for your free account today and start getting a grasp and a handle on and who's communicating with your business.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, we will see you next Wednesday at 9 Pacific, noon Eastern.
Yeah, 12 p.m. Eastern.
9 Pacific, noon Eastern. I'm Nicole Hurley.
And I'm Joe Walczak.
We're from Skywire Media. You've just listened to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. We'll see you next week.